play action fake, bootleg roll by Winston. Winston looking, looking, looking. Fellows, I guess it's my call ball. Touchdown, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Welcome to Buccaneers Total Access with tackle Donovan Smith and guard Ali Marpet.
And the rollout throw was a dart.
Now your host, Casey Phillips.
Welcome into Bucks Total Access with Donovan Smith and Ali Marpet. You know, I thought by our last show of the year, we'd really have this all figured out. But instead, for the 10 minutes or so before we were on, we were arguing about whose breathing is louder as
well,
we sit here.
We know who it is.
No.
Two out of three of us know who it is.
No.
Don't you drag me into this.
Ali said he can tell because our breathing patterns are different.
It is. We breathe differently. You can hear it.
So how do you breathe?
So it's just the noise of, you can hear the, wait, hold on. the deep, like, is, I can't even do it because it's you
no,
that does
you
it.
Because it.
It's, no, because it's you that's breathing. So I can't even replicate
So how
it.
Do you breathe?
Oh, you can't hear it.
Silent breathing.
Silent. Oh, well, it's silent on the radio.
Right. Yeah. This is. We're off to just a fantastic start on this lovely show. And you know what? We want to hear all of your Twitter thoughts, comments, questions. Because, like we said, this is the last show of the year, which is so sad.
Wow. I don't want to leave.
I do.
But I gotta go right now.
Now you do. Now he's singing. So yeah, this is it. This is the last chance for all those Twitter questions that we'll get to in the third segment. You can send them in on Twitter using hashtag BucksRadio. You can also send them in on the Bucks mobile app. So we'll get to those a little bit later. For now, guys, want to start out. I know we never like talking about the games after a loss, but we got to reflect a little bit here on the Saints game. So just overall, what did you feel like was different about the matchup? Because, I mean, you had just played them a couple weeks ago, and what were the big things that stuck out to you guys that felt different about it as compared to the game before?
We didn't execute the same as the previous game. Obviously, you know, we were put in positions to obviously execute and make plays, and us as players, we just didn't. You know, we fell short. Obviously, you know, everybody kept fighting, obviously, to the end, as you saw. And, you know, we brought the score back down to a touchdown or whatever. So, you know, obviously you sort of fight in between the guys and everything, but we just didn't execute and got outplayed.
Yeah, and when you say that there is that fight and that ability to come back, where does that come from as a team? How does that get instigated? How does that all happen?
That's something we got, I think.
Yeah.
I think some people have it or they don't, and I think our team's got it, which is going to be huge for us, which is it's really awesome that we have that fight and that we play four quarter games, and that you know, you what makes you want to play harder because the guy next to you is playing hard.
Yeah, we pride ourselves on that and playing four quarters, because although it may not go your way the first and second quarter, you know, third and fourth quarter and late in the fourth is, you know, how we strive and we work towards, you know, capitalizing on the other team possibly being tired or getting, you know, lax or anything like that. So we pride ourselves on that.
And you guys obviously had a little bit of a different O-line combo than you'd had for a while. I mean, you dropped two right tackles, and that's going to be a challenge for pretty much any offensive line. But, you know, I know you guys really pride yourselves on that next man up idea, and you had guys in there that were very – proven, trusted guys, maybe just in a slightly different position than they're normally asked to be in. How did you feel like the line played, especially considering it was a little bit of a shifted around version of it?
Huge shout out to Kevin.
Yeah, respect.
To go from left guard to right tackle in 2 days and do what he did out there. Obviously, it wasn't pretty, but to do what he did and to hold his own out there and go out there and show that. I think he's played every position
He's played left tackle.
He's played left tackle
everything
in the game.
Everything but center, I guess.
He's played right tackle in the game. He's played left guard in the game. I don't know about right guard.
Yeah.
Unless last year when you got hurt.
No.
No, he didn't come in over there.
Because Evan did, right?
Yeah. Evan did.
I
know, but he's definitely played right guard and center throughout practice.
Yes, and he's played right guard and center throughout practice, so he's the
It's not
full,
easy to do.
It's
that
not.
Is really impressive.
Talk about shifting your body weight and changing your position of your body and movements and stuff. Hats off to him.
Well, that was going
to
be my next question, was for people who have never played O-line and don't understand why it would be so different. What are the biggest things that he did or that you're asked to do and that he did maybe better than a lot of other people would be able to?
Well, just one thing I want to just respect, what makes it difficult, is if you're playing on one side throughout the entire year, your hips sort of, your inside leg, that hip gets sort of locked or closed off.
Mm-hmm.
So he's on the opposite side, and he's got to open up his hip, which kind of is physically, it's different because you've been doing something for so long.
Right.
So just that mechanically is very difficult. So in order to move fluidly, it really is difficult on the
Yeah,
on
so
a
if I
hip.
Was to sit there and, you know, as a left tackle, my right leg is up. If I was to move the right, my left leg would be up, and it would be all sorts of messed up because it's like my left hip and left leg has so much mobility, and it's loose from, you know, that being the open leg versus to that being the stabilizing leg and the put all the weight on their leg, and you have to switch your quote-unquote power leg to the loose leg, and it's like – doesn't work out too well.
Yeah, so it was impressive what he did.
Yeah, it was very.
And you talked about how much you know appreciated him, and Evan Smith's been able to similar thing of just be able to step in at so many different.
Let's talk about Evan.
But we'll talk about that in a second. But hold on, Evan. It is impressive also with Evan because he can come in. That's a true professional in my view, is someone who can just come in, do their job. You know, mm-hmm. You know what you're going to get from them, and that's sort of what Evan is. I mean, you know what you're going to get. He's consistent. He's good. And he's smart, and I think that helps.
That's what happens when you have, 7 years under your belt, 8 years under your belt. So
now I want to hear what made you chuckle when you said Evan.
First of all, Evan's a natural center, so he likes to talk. So Joe will make a call, then Evan's like, hold on. All right, hold on. And then, you know, pointing out whatever. Then it's like, all right. Then, you know, we had a little mishap where Evan had, I think he had some bad sushi. And
so could you see that on the that's my question.
That's what we want to know. If y'all seen him TV throwing copy. Up on the TV copy.
Because
he was really like early.
Projectile vomiting on the field.
Her eyes was bloodshot red. And I'm just sitting there and I'm looking like, I'm about to Earl. Because he's like right next to me in the huddle and everything. And I'm like, bro, like,
well, there were a couple times we were going no huddle.
We were going no huddle
a couple times.
We're running and he's throwing up, and I'm just looking. It looked like shredded chicken and
okay. Let's not go too in depth here.
All
with
this stuff. And
either
then we
way.
Had, then we had a. Then I don't know if they called a timeout or whatever because he was throwing up. And
eventually
he had,
they did. Yeah.
He had threw up right there in that one spot, and we was just sitting there huddled around it, and I started smelling it, and I'm like. Put some water on there.
It's on turf field. Yeah, you know, so you know it's not going anywhere.
You know
it's
what's
like...
really funny about this also is that so one of y'all's O-line coaches, Butch Berry, always has coffee on the sideline before the game. That's like his thing. And he told me before the game this time that they wouldn't let him come out with it because it's turf. They won't let you. Yeah. So it's just funny to think they won't let you bring coffee out. But yeah, that's totally fine.
There's about 4 or 5 spots of vomit on
the he just kept. The thing is, he kept going. Like there was like he probably was. Started vomiting. He had 3 plays, like, and he was vomiting in between each one of those plays.
And we're just
like, after the first one, we're like, all right, it's out, let's go. And he's like, all right, I'm good.
I'm good, no.
And then
just not good.
And then we went 2-3 more plays, and I'm just like, oh.
And he played the whole time. Like, that's crazy.
Then Caleb did a great job coming in for one play.
Isn't that all you got one for?
It was one or two plays.
Oh, that's
and then
awesome.
Evan's like, all right, I'm good.
Yeah.
That's insane.
There are times, though, on the field where I felt like throwing up.
It was really hard to breathe in there, as it is in any dorm. I mean, dorm.
dome.
I got you.
As any dome, but
Why does it feel that way in a dome? Do you know? What feels different?
The air is a little stale sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, so it's hard to breathe. So, like, in Dallas, I don't know if we talked about this, mm-hmm. but the first drive, I, like, just cotton mouth.
Yes.
I could not, like,
almost breathe
because my mouth was
we
so
all
dry.
I looked at everybody. I go, because I was having a hard time breathing. Yeah. I'm like, are you having a hard time breathing, Joe? He's like, yeah, it's a little dry in here. And I'm like.
Is that just used to the Florida humidity now? And
maybe. I don't have no idea
what it is. I mean, that would be a cool science. Project.
Yeah, okay. Who would have ever told you that you'd be used to the Florida humidity?
Right.
So if that is the case, that'd be pretty exciting. If you're just tuning in, this is Bucks Total Access with Donovan Smith and Ali Marpet. You can continue to send in those Twitter questions using hashtag Bucks Radio. You can also submit them on the Bucks mobile app. So we talked about those guys individually, but just overall, how do you feel like the line was able to come together with some of those changes and differences?
I think we did pretty good. We got the run game to go a little bit, a lot better than – previous games, but that's hats off to, you know, Jaquiz and Chuck doing great jobs and setting up blocks and getting to their spots and running people over and shaking people. So, you know, I think we played well and came together for the situation that we were in.
Yeah, I think we were in some situations where we're playing from behind, which makes it mm-hmm. difficult from a run standpoint. But I think that we felt that we could have run the ball consistently. Felt like what we were running was working. Just
if we didn't have to play catch up,
exactly. When you get out of rhythm, it really is difficult, mm-hmm. and that's why Coach always talks about complementary football. But yeah, I felt like that we were much more productive. Yeah, from a standpoint.
Yeah, and Cam Brate also obviously had another contribution. Just such a solid, mm-hmm. you know, contributor this entire year. He actually has the most touchdown receptions by a tight end this year in the whole league.
And he's not in the Pro Bowl?
Not in the Pro Bowl. So this is where we remind everyone next year, Bucks fans need to get on it. Because, yeah, Cam did not make the Pro Bowl. But, yeah, he has the most touchdown receptions by any tight end this year. So I can tell you didn't know that. But
I did not.
Obviously, you guys do know what a contributor he's been. And then, obviously, the injury and announcing today that he would go on injured reserve. So yep. He will not be there for the game this next week. Just what has he meant to this team throughout this season? And then what will his absence on Sunday mean to you guys?
So he's a weapon as far as the target for Jameis, which is huge for us. As far as the run game, maybe not his strength, but it's okay. He's a weapon. that's all right. But
he has his own radio show where I'm sure he'll be able to talk about what's not your strength or something
I'm
later
sure
on.
I'm sure he will, which is okay.
Yeah.
But
just want to make sure you knew what you were setting yourself up for
listen,
here.
Anyway, he's a weapon for Jameis, which is awesome, and it's not great that we don't have him, but again, we always talk about next man up and that the coaches are so good at getting the right guys in the right places and game planning with the right guys. So it probably will affect the game plan for the coaches, but they'll do a great job of figuring out who the next weapon will be for Jameis.
What is he like to play with out there? Because everyone always seems to love giving him grief about things. And
have you ever seen, what is that, Dexter Laboratory
yeah.
with the dentist? Is that Dexter?
So I don't know who you're
the
referring to.
The serial killer show?
No, Dexter's
Lab. Dexter Laboratory.
Oh, that's Cartoon Dexter. Network.
No, that's Fairly Odd Parents with the dentist with the big
smile. Yes, that's
smile.
Fairly Odd Parents.
That's how Cam looks on the field. Just 9 times out of 10, he's just cheesing all the time.
Just so happy to
and
be
it's
out
just
there.
Like, Cam, like, just tell me what we got to do and don't smile at me while you do it.
Yeah, tighten up.
Yeah, tighten up, Cam.
Live out your position.
We tell him, we say, tighten up. And he'll go from cheesing hard, he'll be like.
Straight face. You guys basically just kill joy with him out there.
I don't know. I mean, it is fun playing on Sundays. Don't get me wrong. It can be stressful. I don't know if he oversees that stress or how he handles it.
Yeah,
for whatever reason, he's just able to thoroughly enjoy himself on Sunday.
Which is so cool. Are you a little jealous of that? You
a
wish
little.
You could
I mean,
feel
don't
way?
Get me wrong. I love playing on Sundays. I'm not saying I don't. But I'm not as, I guess you can't see it on my face like you do with Cam.
Expressive.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not quite as outwardly expressive with it. I like that. All right, well, we're going to take a quick break here, but keep sending in those Twitter questions. Use that hashtag BucksRadio. You can also submit them on the Bucks mobile app. We'll be back in a couple minutes. This is the Buccaneers Radio Network.
Now more with Donovan Smith and Ali Marpet on Buccaneers Total Access. This is Tampa Bay Sports Radio, 620 WDAE and 95.3 FM, home of the Buccaneers.
Welcome into Bucks Total Access with Donovan Smith and Ali Marpet. You can keep sending in those Twitter questions. Use that hashtag BucksRadio. You can also submit them on the Bucks mobile app. We'll get to those next segment. In case you heard the end of that conversation, that was Ali asking if Donovan knew how to waltz.
I don't even know what that is.
Or would want to learn.
Or any dance, tango.
Get me on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh,
I don't think that you'd be very good.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. So
you
much for
said
the
you don't
teammate
know what a waltz
support.
Is. Sorry,
that
Donovan, you'd be the best
anything.
And you'd win it all. Is that what you want to hear?
That about, sounded so heartfelt.
Now, just for this, that's why your dad tweeted me a picture of your hibachi dinner last
night. Dad, get off Twitter.
Ali just looks so, he's
it
like,
was obviously,
oh my gosh.
I'm clearly making a joke of it because
sure.
it's always the same volcano every single time. Like you're surprised by the onion volcano.
You're not that excited about it.
Sorry,
oh
it was exciting
gosh,
the first time.
It.
And yeah, you look.
But now I understand that every
your
single
acting
time.
Skills are very good then. You were either
you.
Very excited or your acting skills
it's the
were
onion
great.
Volcano. Like how do you not see it coming every time? It's the same tricks. They throw in your mouth. I mean, don't get me wrong. Food's good. That's how we go.
How many times have you done this? You're acting like you know the whole
Donovan's
routine.
Donovan's a big hibachi guy, too. He knows.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So I wanted to ask you guys about the Pro Bowl selections. I know we were sad that you guys didn't get your opportunity for the Pro Bowl yet, but we're starting our campaign already for next year. This is day one. This is day one for next year. Both of you two are going to be in the Pro Bowl, calling it right now.
Heard it here first.
This is it. But we were talking about Cam not making it and how that's another person we really want to hope to push for next year. But Mike Evans getting to go to his first Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
Tell us what you guys have seen from Mike this year, what has put him in that position to where the fans just – I mean, obviously, we're able to recognize what he's been doing.
I mean, you watch him on Sundays.
How can you not see it?
You watch him on Sundays. He's a freak of nature.
Playmaker.
Like, just straight, throw the ball up, I'm going to go get it type of guy.
And he knows that. I think it's a confidence. It's a mentality that he knows he's going to go get that ball.
You can tell what kind of game he's going to have by the way he catches the balls in practice. It's like
– a little swagger.
Yeah, one hand from one-handed in the corner of the end zone, tiptoe, you know, back pylon easily. And it's just like, oh, it's going to be one
of
them games.
It's going to be a game.
It's going to be one of them games for Mike.
Yeah, so, he is top five in receptions, receiving yards, and receiving touchdowns.
Oh, wow.
In the league, yeah.
Respect.
Killing it.
There's a bunch of good receivers, too, so that's saying something.
Yeah, that's
money bags.
Pretty great. So you guys are pretty excited for him getting a chance to do this. You guys going to head out to Orlando to see any of
the I told him he has to get us a party bus. The whole team.
Going to?
I don't know.
I doubt it.
God, I can't even imagine if 53 guys just came.
Just the offensive line.
Depending on, you know, what we got going on, we'll definitely go support. Because, you know, Quan and them is going to make it.
Hopefully,
the alternates.
Obviously. Last year, so many alternates made it that if that holds true again, then, yeah, we could have several guys there.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to go down and support. It's, what, our drive, so... Yeah,
That'd be pretty great. I'll
be down there for sure.
So we have a slight dispute that we need to settle.
Let's do it.
If people were listening last week, they heard that Allie had a new favorite roommate.
Oh, yeah.
Over Donovan.
Yeah.
That we heard that Caleb, the rookie, had brought you food in Dallas, right?
Yep.
And you had just blatantly told Donovan what a better roommate he was because... Donovan had never brought you food. Well, then, apparently, one of your lovely O-linemen was listening to the show, heard this whole thing.
Oh, wow.
And let me take over,
go.
Casey.
Go,
take
Donovan.
We're going to talk about how lousy of a roommate Caleb is.
Okay, explain.
For the
do.
Simple fact that it's not like he purchased the food and said, oh, my roommate Ali Marpet doesn't have food here in Dallas, Texas, in which I'm from Katy, Texas, so I know a good spot to get food from and bring it to him. That's not what happened.
That's what we were led to believe happened.
That's what I was
right.
led to believe
that's,
happened.
That's what we were led to believe what happened. So, in reality, what happened, the kid went to go get his food packed up, and I think the way it was, they messed up. So he said, bring me out a whole new one, and they packed up his old one, and they gave him a new one, so he just gave Allie the extra one that they had. So,
okay, so that does kind of bother me. And I love food, so I can't be upset about it, but at the same time, it's the thought that counts.
No, it's not. He gave you his leftover scraps.
I'll tell you why. This is why it kind of bothers me.
He gave you his
scraps. This is actually why it bothers me a lot now.
We went from kind of bothered
now
to
I'm
a lot
frustrated.
Bothered.
Now that it's you know, I've gathered
my thoughts.
Now
that the food is gone?
Yeah. So what happened was when he brought it to me, I think it was like fried tilapia or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, they had fried catfish, but I don't know if you would like catfish, so I brought you tilapia.
Oh, so he went
so
into detail.
So he's made
about
into detail
like,
to make it
oh,
seem like
yeah, I thought about
I
what
thought
a
about
liar.
You. It's like, oh, yeah, Al, you probably wouldn't like catfish, so I got you tilapia.
What a
so
liar!
That, so like, he got the fact for, that he said that
he got to pay for dinner this Thursday
because of this. Yep. That's what you're deciding.
Yeah, that because he blatantly said that. I remember that. I was like, oh, well, I like catfish.
So now who's the real roommate?
I don't know. Allie still got food.
So I still,
it doesn't
the
matter.
Day, I got food.
It doesn't matter. If we went and played in New York somewhere where I knew, obviously, well, Allie's from New York himself, so
it wouldn't really be helpful.
Would have gotten food, but still. I don't know. I have to think about it. I can't make a snap decision right now.
I wonder how Caleb felt about a teammate turning on him and
that. Yeah, so that's impressive. But like the fact that he said, "Ho, I think that you would like this fish opposed to this one."
Yeah,
but it was an accident.
Like he really
like,
gave
he
it
really
a,
like thought
he
about
sold it.
He sold it. Hey. I feel.
But
hats off
to him, though. Hats off to him, though, you know, to get you to
that's
think
some effort.
That he really thought about you.
Well, and
we know he can lie. He like wiped through his teeth. Like,
never trust Caleb ever again.
Like, if he just told me, hey, they accidentally gave me this fish, like, would you like it? I was like, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it still would have been good. But the fact that he liked
it's the trickery.
He went
the trickery.
Into that lie. Wow, Caleb.
What was Caleb's defense when you learned of this?
I don't remember what he said.
He just was laughing.
He kept trying to do it. Yeah.
That's not what happened was
I don't remember. We'll get to
I
still brought you food.
Yeah, I still brought him food.
Yeah, I think that is pretty accurate. All right, so we were talking about the Pro Bowl a little bit earlier, and have you heard how there's some new games and aspects to it?
Was there dodgeball?
Yes.
Is that what I heard?
There
That's
is dodgeball.
Outstanding.
So really? That is my question is, if you were to participate in the dodgeball, A, what kind of a dodgeball player you would be, and B, if you were to make a dodgeball team out of your Buccaneers teammates, who would you pick?
All right, so first,
Brent Grimes is a first round overall pick.
Hold on. First, I just want to know this: are you good at dodgeball?
I am.
I don't know. Do you believe that, Casey?
I'm a big target, but I'm elusive.
I'm not a fan of you continuing to ask me to take sides here. I feel like I'm a divorce, and I don't know how I feel about this. You're both much bigger than me, so you both seem like you'd be really great at everything.
I'm elusive.
You're elusive? You're gigantic.
How's your arm?
How's my arm?
Yeah.
What?
That's half of dodgeball.
Wait a minute.
I could have been the next CC Sabathia if I wanted to.
Yeah.
No, I'm playing.
you knew we were going to make you out there and go throw something.
Until you make the Pro Bowl and you actually have to play dodgeball.
And let's do it.
Okay,
now
wait a minute. You just said I need to go back to the fact that you 6'6", yes?
Yep.
And we won't talk. 330 said you are elusive.
I am elusive.
I would like to know how that is possible.
For a guy my size?
Oh, okay. There's the caveat.
Obviously, you...
Yeah, so for a guy your size, you're elusive, but that doesn't mean you're elusive. Yeah,
I am elusive enough to jump from a ball.
Not if Jameis is throwing it at you.
Unless he puts a curveball on it and it just, like a knuckleball. And it's just,
hey, he was a pitcher. Something tells me
I know
me
he was
a
pitcher.
So a little knuckleball action.
No, it's hard to, position your fingers around a dodgeball versus
a
baseball.
So you said you'd be good at dodgeball
because
you're elusive and because you could be CC Sabathia.
We should have a team dodgeball competition.
Yes. And you.
I'm not very good at dodgeball. So compared to other professional athletes, no, I'm probably not very good at dodgeball.
Allie's not very good at any other sport.
If you took a bunch of people off the street, I would probably be pretty good.
Other than football, he's not good at any other sport.
That is untrue.
We have seen
him. Do you want to play tennis?
We can play tennis. I took tennis for
2 years
in college.
I would pay to watch the two of you play.
I took tennis for 2 years in college. What's up?
I don't care. What's great about this is we can do it and we can see who would win.
That's fine.
It's perfect.
Oh, my gosh. Off-season activity already planned.
Tennis. Done.
Let's do it.
And I will just sit and laugh.
Yeah, because if you've seen Allie on the mini hoop in our locker room, he's
not good.
You'll see.
Man.
On the tennis court, I glide.
I glide.
It's effortless. Just
how are you? And you are what? 6'3"?
Yeah, 6'3", 6'4".
300 and...
I'm 307 right now.
300 pounds. 307 pounds, and you telling me that you glide.
Hey, you called yourself elusive, so you can't
elusive
really
elusive is different than gliding.
Listen, you'll see it.
We'll see it.
That's what's great about it. We can actually do this.
That's
true.
Hypothesis. There's something called a video camera that can be used
in the
process.
I'm going to come in there looking like with the headband, the high shorts, the
yeah, we're going to get the tennis outfits. We're going to
have
the
tennis
outfits. We're looking like we're going to a country club or something like that.
Have about four balls in my pocket so you can see, like, you know.
Ready to go. Or what are you going to be like, what's his name? John McEnroe? Is that his name that yells and screams?
Okay, so here's my one thing. When I do play tennis, especially pretty good. I would like to hear the tennis grunt.
Oh, my gosh. We started talking about dodgeball, but the tennis discussion's even better. We're going to play tennis in the offseason.
That's almost
kind of
creepy
thing.
Now that we think about it.
What?
What's creepy?
The tennis noises that they make.
But they obviously have, there's a reason behind it.
They don't do it just to do
You're
it.
You can silently hit the ball.
Do you grunt when you play football?
Yes.
Yes.
I think if you mic'd him up,
yes.
you don't hear it.
We talked about that when he was mic'd up at practice, that he said himself, all you hear are a bunch of grunts and everything.
Exactly.
So
that's different. You can't
grunt
at a ball. The racket is doing the work.
What?
That is
so you've
flawed.
Ever, Serena Williams, it's just like,
Yeah, because it's not effortless. It's
Every
You have to
time.
Put effort into each
I
swing.
I really hope someone turned on the radio right then.
I sound
with
better
no
than
Vern.
I sound better than Vernon Hargrove.
It would be funny to hear what his grunt would be on the tennis court.
It would sound just like his laugh. Yeah. It would just be exactly like it's mic'd up. If you're just tuning in, this is Bucks Total Access with Donovan Smith and Ali Marpet, and clearly has gone off the rails in our final show of the season. All right. Back to the original important question. Pick a dodgeball team from your teammates.
All right. I'm getting Brent Grimes for
sure. I'm getting
Jameis.
Okay, so your reasoning for each of them.
Have you ever seen Brent Grimes? He's a freak of an athlete.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
He's small, and he's
actually elusive.
Actually elusive. And he has great hands and everything, so I'm taking Brent.
Okay.
I'm taking Jameis.
For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Because he can throw.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I'm taking, Mike Glennon.
Oh, that's pretty good.
There
I
we
would
go.
I'm going to just take Mike Glennon and just stand him all the way in the back.
I want you two to be captains of this
I
so bad
take,
and
you know
pick
who I might
against
take?
Each other.
Is Adam Humphries. Just consistent. He would catch everything. You throw it at him.
That's
he would
true.
Just
that's
catch
cool.
it. Consistency. That's what I need from my
team. I'm taking Mike Evans.
You can't. Okay, that's okay. Fine. Just for the same reason.
This
that's okay.
This is sounding like a pretty evenly split
team. How about
team
we go
right
to
now?
The defensive side of the ball? Who are you taking?
I would take none of them.
I'm taking my boy Quan.
If we're going throwing and catching, you're going to go offensive side of the
I'm
ball.
I'm taking Quan.
Yeah.
I'm taking Quan.
Besides the Quan. Man.
Quan.
What about Shep?
Shep.
His leadership abilities would be, you
he'd
know.
He'd be coach. He'd be
outstanding.
Shep is my coach.
He'd be the Ben Stiller character from Dodgeball.
Pre-game speech
serious.
From Shep before yes. we play dodgeball.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. How about any of your O-linemen buddies? Anybody?
No, we would all suck compared to everyone else. We would say that we'd be good, but we would suck compared
okay,
to everyone.
Okay, a dodgeball game of only the O-linemen.
That would be good.
First round pick, I'm taking... Ooh.
Yeah, right?
I'm taking Joe.
Why?
Joe can move.
Okay.
Who you got? You're stuck.
Yeah.
You can't take Gos and Dot.
I would not take either one
no.
of them.
Take the old heads.
They wouldn't move.
They
just
need
stand
a wheelchair.
Evan's not the best move either. Yeah,
well,
I don't think there's
take
any.
Take Kevin.
Yeah, I'd probably take Kevin as well. I think.
All right.
That's it. Just two on two. You don't want anybody else.
You guys can sit on the side while we play.
Just watch and cheer.
So how about defensive linemen? Nobody's getting picked.
Noah Spence could be good.
Noah Spence, yeah.
Anyone else?
I'm taking Silva.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm taking Silva.
That would be incredible.
He could just be like the brick wall. Just everybody go after him, and then he'd just get out, and then we – aim at everybody else. Take one for the team.
That sounds incredible. So what other games would you guys want there to be in the Pro Bowl like this?
Like dodgeball?
Yeah. If you could organize what it would be.
I don't know. I think dodgeball is a pretty good.
Dodgeball.
You can't make it anything physical,
yeah, you
obviously.
Can't get anything else.
Tug of war. Oh, my
Tug
gosh.
Tug of war, yeah.
That
would
be amazing.
That would be a big man game.
That would be awesome. Okay.
Don't get intense.
So now let's, we got it. This
don't
is
get
interesting.
Too intense. So is dodgeball's going to get intense.
Yeah, everything.
Too.
Anything is going to get
professional
intense.
Professional athletes.
Yeah, y'all's taco
intense.
Eating got intense. I mean, good grief. So, yeah, how about, okay, tug of war.
That'd be a good one.
Pick some Bucks teammates.
Silva. I'm taking Silva.
For tug of war?
Yep.
Evan. So.
That's fine. I'm taking Silva. I'm taking Akeem Spence.
Oh, that's
oh
a
boy,
good
that is a
go
good
ahead.
Pick.
I'm taking myself.
Well,
you
obviously
you guys
are
each already on your team, so
I'm
pick somebody
re-picking.
Else. You're picking yourself twice.
Well, that's very conceited of you, Allie.
Listen, tug of war. That's apparently, I'm actually pretty good at it.
That does seem like it would be.
Let's do
in
it.
Your
we
wheelhouse.
Did it in college. Like I don't think I lost in college.
That's
like,
fine.
Just,
who else will we take?
Yeah.
Clinton Gerald.
Clint
would be really good.
Yeah. Human Hulk.
Oh man.
That's about it.
So D-line and tug-of-war is D-line. Dodgeball, not so much.
Not so much. They have their own. That's why we need another game like this, so that everyone can participate in these bowl games.
Ping-pong.
Would be good.
That would be great. That reminds me of the Aaron Donald thing on the HBO show when he plays ping-pong all the time shirtless and is, like, real serious about
really?
It.
Really?
So he might destroy you guys, just so you know.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to get to your Twitter questions next segment here on Bucks Total Access with Donovan Smith and Ali Marpet. This is the Buccaneers Radio Network.
This is Buccaneers Total Access with Donovan Smith and Ali Marpet on 620 WDAE and 95.3 FM, home of the Buccaneers.
Welcome back to Bucks Total Access with Donovan Smith and Ali Marpet. We're about to get to your Twitter questions. You can keep sending those in using hashtag Bucks Radio. You can also submit them on the Bucks mobile app. Justin wants to know, are you guys going to miss Total Access?
Of course. I'm going to dream about it every Tuesday night.
So I think why I associate it with something positive is just the Taco Tuesday afterwards for me, the tacos.
Oh, so it has nothing to do with talking to us, hanging out with us, our show, none of that. So really, you can still go to Taco Tuesday without the radio show, which means we serve no purpose. Yep.
No,
yep,
but
cool.
You guys sort of it makes the tacos better. It's like a reward. It's
for putting up with
it's
us.
It's like
wow.
A reward for doing the show.
Keep digging. Just keep on
digging.
Are you
doing Taco Tuesday tonight?
I am.
You are sick.
There's, I think, an aggressive amount of people coming.
Yeah.
Family.
Just yikes.
The whole Marpet clan is in town.
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of tacos.
I'm afraid of how many tacos will be eaten.
Are you going to be paying for said tacos?
We'll figure it out. We'll figure out the finances.
Allie paid for my meal one time.
Hey, was it tacos?
Yeah, tacos.
I've been hoping Allie would $2. Be late to another show ever since week one whenever he paid for our tacos after he was late.
I can't dig in.
I've been thinking about locking the doors just to be like, Allie wasn't here. He was late. We need more tacos. So, yes, Donovan will miss Total Access. Allie, not so much. Good to know.
Yeah.
That's messed up.
You can do it in the off season if you want. Yes, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly my
point.
Wow,
look at that. All right, we had Chef Boyartal says, can we just do a whole show of big man struggles because I can relate? So did we have any other big man struggles we haven't mentioned?
Well, I know we talked about the plane before, but we've had a couple away games now, and it's just
brutal.
It's a nightmare. It's like they didn't even think of big guys when they made plans. Like, let's forget about, a certain percentage of the population,
Mm-hmm. Although you guys are a very small percentage
but
of the population.
But a population, percent of the population nonetheless.
Big That's man true. Struggles when you got to lift up the armrest in order for you to fit in the seat.
So it's like, do you fit in the seat or do you have an armrest? Like, right. I always struggle with that.
There's one or the other,
yeah.
That's it.
Because I like having the armrest
you
there.
You use the little old lady next to you as an armrest.
Yeah. That's messed
I'm sure
up.
She's really thankful for that. I would think of as a big man struggle is that people would imagine you aren't afraid of anything.
Wow.
That's what I would
what
imagine.
That is an interesting point.
Interesting point, right?
So what?
Roller coasters?
What?
That's
what
a big man struggle. Roller coasters.
Roller coasters is another one.
Yeah, we went to the Christmas Light Special at Christmastown Special in Busch Gardens. And, we got on a ride and nobody's allowed to get on the ride until, especially if we go together, you have to clip me in first. It sucks. I only get one click.
at least you got a click.
Everybody else in there, and it's just like click, 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 click. And then I'm getting in there, and they're just like giving me CPR with the shoulder harness. And it's
Suck it in,
Donovan. And it's just like click. And it's like,
it.
You got to push it and then put the seatbelt. Nah.
Yeah, as Ali put it, at least you did get a click. I think a click is a life-saving thing.
Because that's one click away from me going. At least everybody else get click, 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 three other clicks before they. But
Donovan's lovely girlfriend is here joining us for the first time tonight in our audience, and she has already made a great contribution in the break that I said she needed to give dirt on Donovan at that. That is the price of admission to our radio show. So, Donovan, you are afraid of moths and butterflies?
The number you are trying to reach is temporarily out of service.
Like, just what is scary about them? Like, I get heights, I get snakes, I get spiders, but, like, moths and, like, butterflies, like, what? Like, they can't do anything
to
you.
They are petrifying.
It doesn't matter.
Why does it? That's all that matters.
So, Yeah, that's exactly
that's
what you'd be afraid of is something happening to you.
So what nothing, are you afraid of? Yeah.
I just don't like them.
Okay, so
that's
you're,
different.
Are you, yeah, that's different than being afraid of
I'm
them.
Terrified of them. If okay. you, if well, you, if you put
so like a butterfly
of,
exhibit. Like
a butterfly exhibit, I am gone. Moth flying, I'm gone. Like, it's not happening. It's
Can
not happening.
Can we somehow make that happen? Just
it's not going to happen. No.
Please.
Just, no.
If there can be anyone who can
Anything,
get Donovan into a butterfly
you know,
exhibit and
you know
have video
gotta
of
do,
it.
We got to get you like a little like
a jar.
Yeah, like a jar with a caterpillar in there, and you can see it like become a butterfly, and you get to know it and
kind of like your mom got to know the turkey that you ate.
Exactly. So maybe
so
you
he
just
can then
get,
kill the butterfly.
Exactly. Right, kill the butterfly. I
become
can't cook
one.
It, though.
Become one with the butterfly.
I can't cook it though.
No, you couldn't kick it, but you could be get to know it and face your fears.
Cut it out
and then release it. That's what I imagine you're.
I used to catch lightning bugs.
And you're fine with those?
That counts. Not anymore now.
Wait, you're afraid of those now? So wait, let me get this right. When you were a kid, you were okay with it.
I was young, wild, and free. Now I just know who I am as a man, and I'm not messing with anything
and
that flies.
We still haven't gotten a why.
Think about it like this. You can't catch a bird.
Yes, you can.
You can't.
How do you think all of them end up in captivity?
Not. So I'm saying, well, you individually might not. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, like, individually.
Casey, you could not catch a bird.
No, probably not.
Versus
if I did, that'd be
if
awesome.
There was a if there was just a world disaster and you had to either survive from pick something that walks on the floor.
Anything?
Anything? Yeah.
almost everything.
A new thing I'm terrified now being here in Florida is freaking frogs.
That doesn't make sense
why
to me.
It
okay.
makes perfect sense.
First of all,
if
no,
they were
wait,
poisonous,
this?
Maybe.
Okay, this is why this is a problem. So I walk out of my house, right? And, you know, we leave at 5 in the morning or whatever, and it's kind of dark, and all of a sudden I just hear on the wall, and I'm like, so I turn around to lock my door, and it's this huge frog and his long legs just stuck on the wall. And I'm just like, I'll lock the door later. And I ran into my car.
But, like, what is a frog going to, like, if you went to go lock your door in that situation?
There are poisonous
eat
frogs.
Him. Oh, my gosh.
Not
in, like,
here.
The Amazon.
You don't know that. We are practically in the Amazon.
Oh
if
my
I
gosh.
Can
okay.
see a peacock driving
is...
home, we are in the Amazon.
What? First of all, you're this... right. We are practically in the Amazon because in Florida there are a million things that mm-hmm. are actually dangerous. You haven't picked any of them. There are
like
gigantic
if you said, like,
boa
mosquitoes,
constrictors.
Like mosquitoes.
I'll deal
something,
with a mosquito.
Maybe. But they, but like
alligators.
All
there are so many things in Florida. You haven't seen an alligator?
There aren't any alligators in the back pond. Y'all sit there and say that until y'all go back there and pull them out and like Happy Gilmore or whatever and wrestle them. I don't believe it.
I wouldn't go back there, but I'm pretty sure there's not. But I still wouldn't go back there.
Right. I don't believe it. So, oh well. Butterflies,
oh, well,
butterflies, frogs, moths. What else?
We need
what
some sort
the
of a face
lizards
your fear
here?
Thing.
So many
oh,
those
I
lizards.
Hate them things. Matter of fact, there was one in my old apartment, and I called one of the maintenance people to come get it and
no.
throw it out of the. Yes,
that's awesome.
Yes,
this is pretty phenomenal. Okay, so I have a tweet from someone that sounds like they know you, but I don't know who this is. Danny says, Donovan is definitely scared of moths. I've seen him run.
You've ran
Danny?
That's what it says. There's no Twitter picture or anything.
Where'd you see that at?
It's the hashtag I tell everybody to use.
Bucks Radio?
They didn't tweet it at you. They know better than to do that,
you
apparently.
You want to know what's sad? I'm in a group text with my brothers and sisters, and they're all over here just plotting on what to send in.
Oh,
yeah, that's,
yes.
That's my sister. Mommy's first. Yes.
Yeah. Wait, oh, that's your sister?
Yes.
That's phenomenal.
Unbelievable.
Please continue to send more things in.
Then my brother is saying, let's hear a small rap bar from Allie.
Oh, that's your brother? No, I was just about to.
Allie, he wants you to rap.
Wait, no. He said from both of you. Don't let Donovan change this.
Don't throw me under the bus
go
like
ahead,
that.
Allie,
I
rap.
Can't rap.
Yeah, rap.
Oh, man.
Do it.
Like,
can you do it, Donovan?
Yeah, can
no,
you?
I can't rap.
Oh, okay, but yeah, you want him to do it?
I got you, Allie.
I couldn't rap. You're more likely to get Casey to rap or something. Like
I
that's
highly doubt
that.
In the studio, Bucks Radio. What you trying to do? Yeah, I'm rapping with real slow.
Okay. So that is about the most rap that you're going to get on this radio show.
That was pretty incredible.
You got to do it for my brother. He's not.
Maybe I'll do something later. Snapchat, something like that.
We had Steve say that we need to do a fear factor with the two of you guys. Hashtag butterfly challenge.
No.
Well, I'd win that one.
Oh, could you imagine that? Put me in one of them.
How long can you last in a butterfly exhibit?
Fiberglass.
Okay, this is great.
Enclosure of butterflies, and they're just.
How much would we have to pay you to sit in a box with butterflies all over you for 30 minutes?
$100 million.
No. No. You would do it for $500.
$5,000, I'd do it.
No,
for 30 minutes? That's a long time. That's a sitcom.
But then, so after.
Exactly.
TV sitcom.
And I would watch that sitcom.
Do I at least get to watch it while they're flying around?
Watch a TV show? Sure.
No.
No commercials. No commercials.
Also, I think you'd get used to it.
What if I can DVR?
At the 28th minute, you wouldn't
would
be like, oh,
so.
Gosh. Like, oh, no, butterfly still. I'd hope.
I'd probably pass out.
Oh, gosh. That would be worth any amount of money.
If you fainted because of butterflies, I don't even know what I would do.
Then the most prettiest butterfly just going to land on my forehead while
I'm just passed out.
And
we have a nice little picture of you. This is ridiculous.
I'll pass.
This is one of the more incredible things I've ever seen. Okay, Mark wants to know, did you guys hear about the NBA players shooting underhand free throws?
No.
Last night, I think this happened, he plays for the Rockets, made two granny shot free throws in a row.
Was he doing it as a joke or something?
Why? You wouldn't, that's not a joke. That's your job. You wouldn't like to.
I mean, unless it was a blowout or something.
Okay,
I mean,
maybe, okay.
Michael Jordan shot his free throws with his eyes closed, didn't he?
Yep, that's also MJ, and you can do. Also, Cam Brate shot free throws with his eyes closed, but not on purpose when he played. There's photographic evidence of this.
Wow,
I've blocked with my eyes closed before.
No, they close for a second.
They close for a second, but when you catch a picture, it just looks like
you're like, oh, I was just blinking. That's
blocking with his eyes closed.
That's all. That's pretty funny.
No, I like the underhand basketball free throw. I like that.
I haven't seen
however it gets done. You know, as long as it goes in.
Is there an equivalent of that for football at all, of like an unconventional way of doing something?
No.
Letting the Chiefs have the D-tackle throw a touchdown.
Yeah, that's true.
As long as it's in the end zone.
Which we've talked about this before of how much you guys would love to be able to be an actual like.
It's a score?
Yeah, get yourself a score. So
I almost scored, but it didn't happen. I was just too slow.
When did you almost score?
I caught an interception in high school, and
really?
I returned it like
5 yards,
30 yards, 30 yards,
6.5 yards.
And that was the end of the energy.
Your legs get a little heavy, and you don't got that same knee drive,
rumbling, bumbling,
shoestring tackle.
Yeah,
I was mad.
Yeah, a little frustrated.
I had a sack fumble in the end zone before, and then my teammate came and picked it up. I was pretty, you know, mad about that too.
Which guys on the team would you most trust to be a part of a play like that? Of big men, it can be O-linemen or D-linemen, throwing and catching. Who would you trust to throw and who would you trust to catch?
Donovan Colesmith.
Coleslaw making the catch.
Yep.
Okay, so not Joe. Because
he's already had two chances and blown it.
To catch it?
You need one to throw, one to catch. Let's go with both. It's a complete big man play.
You can't throw it and catch it to your throw it. To yourself.
I would trust Dot or Goss to catch it.
Just stick them in the middle and tell
them
to put their hands up.
Their hands are so big. Like, how can you not catch the ball?
That'd be very embarrassing. That's a good point.
No.
Really?
Yeah, no.
Okay. Those are mine.
Those are your pick to catch. Who would you pick to throw?
Joe. Joe said he learned how to throw from Matt Ryan. So I'm going to go.
Apparently, he did not get Julio Jones to teach him how to catch.
No, but he did learn how to throw.
All right, Donovan, what are your picks?
I'm catching.
Right.
And
yeah, Ali, I can't believe you didn't pick yourself for either of these roles.
I'm a better blocker.
You know your strengths.
I know my strengths.
I'm
not a thrower or catcher. I'm a blocker.
Okay, so you want to catch.
And I'd probably get Evan to throw.
You're just trusting Evan for everything. You want him on your team.
He's
for
reliable.
Stuff.
He's consistent. Yeah. He's a true professional. You know
true
what you're
professional. I love that. Even if he starts throwing up, he's still going to be able to be in there. Get
you know
it
what
done.
You're getting.
All right, we still got one more segment coming up here on Bucks Total Access with Donovan Smith and Ali Marpet. You can keep sending in those Twitter questions using hashtag Bucks Radio. You can also submit them on the Bucks mobile app. We'll be right back. This is the Buccaneers Radio Network.
Now more with Donovan Smith and Ali Marpet on Buccaneers Total Access. This is Tampa Bay Sports Radio, 620 WDAE and 95.3 FM, home of the Buccaneers.
Oh my gosh.
No, butterflies. That's awesome.
You want to know the sad part about this? One of my favorite songs is Michael Jackson, Butterflies.
Oh.
So you haven't thought that through, huh?
No.
This is a beautiful butterfly song. So while we were discussing the butterfly thing that Donovan is petrified of it, explain what you said about if you had to deal with it.
No, we did the show while we weren't on air, so I'm not doing it.
You're not doing
He said he would go into Superman mode.
Snitch.
Whatever that is.
If I had to protect the ones I loved from a moth or a butterfly.
You could go into Superman mode and do it. So, how do you feel about when I asked your girlfriend if she'd ever seen you in Superman mode? She said, no. How do you feel about that?
Because we haven't had any real moments around butterflies or moths.
Okay.
Well, maybe it's sort of
she loves butterflies, so it's different. It's just like
she goes into Superman mode for you.
Examine them over there, yeah.
So you know how like people can lift cars and the baby under or something like that? Maybe if
he can lift a butterfly.
Maybe if it really was like a moment like that, he would be able to face a butterfly.
Boy, what strength that would show.
Yeah.
Whatever, guys.
Had the adrenaline kicking.
Yep.
Good thing this is the last show. Donovan might not do another one with us. Alberto says, hey, Mosey has a butterfly exhibit. So let's go check that out in the off season as well. I like this idea.
Not happening.
I love it. Tom says he's going to miss this show every week. He listens to it every time. Kill it on Sunday, guys.
For sure.
Speaking of Sunday, obviously, you know, knowing the play, I don't know how much y'all know about the playoff scenario, but it's
an eight-game thing,
bitty,
right?
Teeny tiny, yeah.
Eight-game swing?
Yeah, including a tie.
Yeah, the old eight-game scenario that gets in the playoffs. Classic.
Classic.
Classic eight-game scenario.
So, aside from that, knowing that the odds are very, very, very slim, going into this game, how do you guys make sure that you stay focused and where you need to be for that game and just what it'll mean to you guys, even if the playoffs are not going to happen, what a win to close out the season would mean?
Go out with a bang. That's all we can do. I got a headache trying to think about the different scenarios of trying to – if you just go take care of the task at hand and just focus on what you can, so be it, and go out with a bang. Go have fun. Finish the, you know, season, regular season on a positive note.
We know the team. Like, there's just no way you could, take a game off, even if we weren't in the playoffs.
Yeah,
like, there's no chance. Yeah. We just couldn't take a game off. That's not how we operate. So,
could you imagine that?
Yeah,
like, 22 guys just take the game off.
Yeah, no way.
So you know it's going to be a fun game, and guys are just going to cut it loose and have fun and, you know, do their jobs.
Leave it all out there.
What do you guys remember about the last time you played against them and that you'll have to be focused on this time?
We beat them.
We did run the ball pretty well. That quiz's first start?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Can be done again.
Beat the Panthers.
It's been done.
Hashtag beat the Panthers.
Beat the Panthers. All right, we hope to see a ton of you out there at Raymond James Stadium on Sunday for that matchup. We are sad to say this is our final Bucks Total Access.
It's so hard to say goodbye.
Yeah, I think it's making it easier.
Take us out, Donovan.
To yesterday.
People are all of a sudden less sad about this being the end of it.
Do we do that? Is that a wrap?
That's a wrap.
Y'all are so great.
No,
how do you finish it out?
Casey, thanks again. This is Casey Phillips. And,
Bucks Total Access.
Bucks Total Access and logging off for good for this season.
Well, that was such a good impression. We'll have to live on that. That's
I don't
it.
Think we did it.
Thanks, everyone. This is the Buccaneers Radio Network.
You've been listening to Buccaneers Total Access with Donovan Smith and Ali Marpet on 620 WDAE St. Petersburg and 95.3 FM.